T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, we're here today on a Tell Del Show, and I think it's quite appropriate that we bring this couple in today. When you think about how many people out there are out of work, they've been sent home, shelter in place, whatever we want to call it nowadays, the bottom line is they're wondering, is income ever going to come back in again? Are we ever going to make any money? Am I ever going to get my job back? Am I going to lose my business? There's so much fear out there. And yet there's some of us, we get up every day and we know that we've got money coming in and it's continuing to come in on a regular basis, whether we get up and go to work at all. And they wrote a couple of things in their bio I thought that I could really relate with. And I'm just going to read a few of them before I introduce them, just because I think they're pretty interesting. I like this paragraph right here that reads, in the fall of 2018, after reviewing our quarterly distributions, we realized our distribution checks were covering our expenses. We had become financially independent. All of our expenses are now covered by our real estate income, a huge goal for why we joined Lifestyles Unlimited and had been accomplished. It had been accomplished, okay, so I misstated there. And then they also wrote this, which I really enjoy. What's different in your life? We stay up late, we sleep late. We don't deal with rush hour traffic. We don't report to a boss. We're able to pursue things that we love to do. More time in church, travel, education, reading, spending time, friends, family, and learning about real estate. Let me welcome to our audience today, Lifestyles couple out of Dallas, Texas, Peggy and Leo Morgan. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Dale. How are you doing today? We appreciate your invitation to speak on your call.
Thanks, well, Dale, for having us on.
Glad you guys could make it. Like we said, it's a strange times right now with all this COVID-19 stuff going on, but yet some of us are at home, and we have been at home for some time, and we're used to it. A lot of people are going crazy, but myself, and I'm sure you, we've got a life after work, right?
Absolutely.
I don't think many people have that plan. I think a lot of people got to be going right now, going crazy without anything to do. But let's get back onto your story here. We're talking to a couple folks that have, I think, 4,500 combined units over about 26 different properties. They've been with us here since 2014, I believe. Then they upgraded in 15 and got serious about it, started doing some action. So let's go ahead and let's talk about what you guys did before you came to Lifestyles, Peggy.
Okay. Well, I was in corporate for 30-plus years, and I did anything from management, accounting, sales, customer service. But my last 17 years of my career was at a big national bank. And I did enjoy it somewhat, but I was putting in a lot of hours, going in at 8 in the morning, getting back home at 9 at night. So I was real frustrated with that. But I decided to early retire in 2006. And so we did that. Leo was ready. He had us set up to learn how to trade stock options. And that went pretty well for a number of years. But towards the end of the fallout of the last recession in 2008, around 2014, we were wondering if we were going to make it financially. And so our options were, if we even could get a job, to try to get back in corporate. And it wasn't really happy around the household. We were pretty sad about that, especially since we both already retired, just the thought of going back. But then we thought, well, if we could find another way to make passive income, let's work on that. That should be the main goal. Well, fortunately, Leo Dale had been listening to your show for several years, and he said, why don't we go over to Lifestyles Unlimited and check them out, see what's going on. So we went to the hour and a half presentation, and it intrigued us, and we learned a lot in an hour and a half about real estate. So we decided to sign up for the two-day, and the two-day was just a wonderful education, 16 hours, Saturday and Sunday, teaching us about investing in single family or a multifamily with the option of being like a passive investor, a lead investor, or owning your own apartment complex, an IRO. Well, Leo was hot. He was ready to go. He couldn't wait to sign the paper, to sign up for the program. And I'm like, wait a minute, I was a little bit more skeptical about this. I wasn't sure, especially since what we've gone through with the options. So it was around the Christmas holidays, and Leo just, you know, we weren't doing a whole lot, and he kept coming into my office at home every night going, we're going to join. What's the problem? We need to join. You just need to sign that piece of paper. And so finally I thought, just for my sanity, I need to get him off my back. I need to prove him right or wrong. I couldn't take it any longer, and I know he was...
Way to go, Leo. Way to go, buddy.
Hey, man, we got to do what we can do.
Thank God for his persistence, that's for sure. So what I did, David Fisher during the two-day had mentioned some names of some national award winners for the Apartment Association. These are people that compete with 144,000 other groups in the U.S. that are apartment operators. And Lifestyles has won this award since 07, and they've also won state and local awards. And I thought, oh, you know, whatever, you know, if they can tell you anything. I thought, okay, I'll go on their website, and I saw the names there. Well, that didn't convince me. They could put anything on their website. So what I did, I went to the National Apartment Association website, and I saw these names of these award winners, and I thought, oh, my God, Leo's right. This is real. So I had to humbly go back to him and say, okay, Leo, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm wrong. Any company that can train somebody to win a National Apartment Association award knows what they are doing. So we were on after that.
That's great, Peggy. And by the way, just for the listenership out there, I'm going to clear up some of your numbers. There's 44,000 independent real estate investors in National Apartment Association, which means those are independents like us, and they're not big-time, big corporations, not 144. But thank you. That made us look even better. And Lifestyles has not won any of these awards. Independent investors from our group independently have won these awards every year for 13 years in a row. I started in 2006 and won the National Apartment Association. And then I made it a mandate. I said, man, we got to teach people to be good enough to be the best. And then they started winning the awards. So I'm glad you picked that up. Let's go back here, Leo. Just touch base with me because, Peggy, you glazed over this. And I'm kind of curious about this because I traded options before October 87 crash. And that's how I got stuck. I got stuck out on December options, and I couldn't get out of them. They went down in value very, very quickly in October when the market crashed and never came back, and I lost quite a bit of money. But before that, I thought options was, you know, making me some money, get in, get out, just watching it daily, you know, making trades daily and so forth. Until the crash, and when I had the crash and I lost everything, that was my belief that options didn't work. It was just gambling, and I had just been lucky in my gambling. What happened in your option situation where it wasn't funding your retirement anymore?
Well, one of the things, Dale, that happened is this particular program was one that we ended up, you would buy the stock, and then what you would do is you would sell the option. We were originating the option, so we were taking the less risky side of the deal and collecting the premium on that. And anyways, part of the plan was is to go, and you cost average over like 10 weeks, but you keep buying every week for every month. After you don't, if you don't get called out, then you buy it again and you keep collecting those premiums up till you have 10 positions in that. A lot of times, and what it was is a lot of times they would have the call position where it would be $5 over the over our purchase amount, and that's where our strike price would be. And anyways, a lot of times what happened is we were doing this and we were collecting some great, you know, developed some good income, and we liked the idea that everybody paid, and it was a situation where we went on. But one of the things that happened after 2008 was, and you were supposed to hold on to these stocks. So what happened is they ended up having some stocks that we got into that were solar panel manufacturers that were in China. And actually, I guess we should have known better than that, but we ended up... you know, I just thought, this is crazy. These stocks are going downhill. We're holding on to the stocks, and we're collecting, you know, our premiums.
We got to go to a break, Leo. Leo, hold it. We got to pick it up when we come back to the other side. We'll be right back with Leo, Peggy, and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Have you been wondering what happens at our free workshop? It's simple. We teach the 7 principles we use to run our families and businesses. We review case studies for both single-family and multifamily properties so you can see how the numbers really work. We reveal the 5 reasons you should invest in real estate, and we show you how every dollar you invest in a piece of real estate makes you money 5 ways. It's time to get this life-changing information. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Stop making excuses. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com.
What would $200 to $500 extra income a month do for you? It's one of the 5 ways investment real estate earns money. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we will show you how. Lifestyles Unlimited has been teaching people how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate investing. The first way is cash flow. Cash flow is the reason we seek passive income producing assets. When you have cash flow, you have income. You buy a piece of real estate where the rental income is greater than the monthly income by a decent margin. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you about proper cash flow and other ways that real estate makes you money. To learn how to attend a free Lifestyles Unlimited workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com and learn the map to financial freedom in less than 5 years. That's 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk 1370.
The more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Peggy and Leo. Morgan, and they're out of Dallas area. I'm just looking up their number of units here. They've got 4,500 units spread out over 28 properties. Actually, currently 26 properties. They sold one and traded one for another one. Dallas, 13 apartment complexes. Houston, 8 apartment complexes. Central Texas, 7 apartment complexes. Quite, I guess you guys are considered, you're on a board of super passives. So that's all good. Let's talk, let's go back and let's talk about the two-day. I always like to ask people when they come through the two-day, what was the aha moment? And by the way, somebody's moving a lot of paperwork around, and you can hear it live, just like it's loud as can be. So either that or your phone's on something, it's rubbing. All right, so let's talk about, if we can, you know, what were the aha moments you guys felt when you went through the two-day? You want to start, Peggy?
Sure. I always thought if you invested in apartments, you'd have to be a big institutional investor, or you'd have to be from a wealthy family. But when I went to the two-day, I realized that the small guys can get in. The lead goes, they get 75% to 80% to pay for the purchase of the apartment with a loan, and then they raise the extra 20 to 25%. So the small guys can get in. And we typically invest maybe 25 to maybe up to 100,000 per deal. So we were thrilled that we could do it. It was available to us.
So of that, Leo, what was the aha moment behind that? I mean, so she saw that you could get into these big deals. What about the whole concept that we teach compared to day trading? What did you see there? Why? In other words, you were renting stocks, which is actually, like you said, a very conservative way to do it. You were buying and renting out of stock. Now you're looking at buying and renting out real estate. Tell us what made you decide that this was a more lucrative option or a safer option or whatever choice you made there.
Well, so, Dale, what happened is in the past I've had it where I'm from a secondhand family and real estate investors. And also right after college, I did a little bit of real estate brokerage commercially. And anyways, I saw this opportunity as one where a lot of times, you know, I've been taught that you don't make your money on the sell side of the deal. A lot of times you make a big portion of your money on the buy side. And I just saw where one of the things that was mentioned in your two-day was David Fisher had said that, you know, you guys are in with the good old boy gang. You have your own, you know, Lifestyles Unlimited Realty. These guys know everybody in all the towns. And also there's maybe, I don't know, four or five different brokers in DFW that do probably 80% of the deals. And I thought, man, if that isn't true, because I know back in the days of my brokerage days, I thought, boy, there's like several of these guys that just were ruled, and I just couldn't get any traction. But that's how you know, being in, having a good network of brokers is critical to buying it right. And then with your plan, the other thing that caught my attention was is that you got a really great business model, and that buying undervalued properties and having rehab companies come in and be able to rehabilitate these properties and managing them right, getting them. There's so many different aspects to life to running one of these properties, buying it, running it, and operating it. That you had them, and I thought, man, this is a great organization. And I thought, you know, hey, that just really. Those are some of the things that crossed my mind. There were so many that crossed my mind, and then I was so excited about this program, I could hardly sit still. They had just the whole idea in Dallas and Texas that at the time, Lifestyles just covered mostly Texas, and now it covers nationally, which is even more exciting. But what happened is I told Peggy, I said, well, you know what we can do is we're going to meet all these lead investors, which are a lot of times in the outside world are called sponsors and syndicators, but I said, let's get on their list, let's meet these people and get to know them, and then what we need to do is get as many deals as we possibly can pass in our desk, and then from what experience I had from the past, and then also Peggy's knowledge, because she's from a business entrepreneurial family, that let's go through here and see if we can cherry pick a few of these deals out. And there's so many deals that come through Lifestyles that it was just amazing to me. I mean, it was like, We said that we were retired. Well, I'm not so sure I felt like I was retired because we were always looking at spreadsheets and analyzing and checking out. And anyways, those were just some of the moments that were great, you know, aha moments for me.
So you guys got right into passive. Why did you elect the passive over everything else?
I just saw one of the main reasons why is because I thought this is a great situation. Not really wanting to. I know Peggy and I are. She's more of a manager than I am, and she gets along with people better and delegates out work better. She's more humble, but I just thought this is a great opportunity since this is what I had seen my father and my uncle operate on, where they cherry pick deals, and it just came to my mind doing that, and I thought, I'm not interested in managing people, and we're better at looking for investments. Peggy, what were you going to say?
No, I think that was pretty much what I was going to say, but I was going to add in a prior comment for AHA is that one AHA moment for me was that we own a hard asset. It's not like paper. The price goes down, it's gone. And then another thing that I love was the offset of income tax-wise because of depreciation, where we get to defer our taxes, and possibly if we ultimately do a 1031 or have enough loss offsets, then we don't pay tax on it at all. So I love that aspect of it.
Yeah, the tax benefit does make it a lot different. Do you sit down and calculate how much you had to earn on earned income to create your take-home pay, and then you look at this as being tax-deferred, and in many cases, it's deferred all the way forever, in which case, you know, it's tax. It's not just deferred, it's completely eliminated. But the bottom line is, even if it's just deferred, the income coming in under a tax deferral situation like that, it allows you to make a lot less and end up with the same amount of take-home pay. Did you figure that out pretty quick or get that from the seminar?
No, I figured that out pretty quick because I come from a family that was in real estate, and I love real estate because of that. But it was discussed in the 2-day, and it was explained. So somebody that had never heard it would definitely have been educated on that.
Yeah. So let's talk about, let me see what time we got here. 29, we're going to break here in just a couple seconds. When we come back, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about how you decide on which deals to get into, what your long-term plan was. Were you, how did you look at your leads? How did you look at the deals? How did you ascertain which ones you wanted to get into? So think about that when we come back. We'll pick it back up at that point. For the rest of you out there, if you want to call and ask a question, our number here is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. We'll be right back with Peggy, Leo, and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show here on Tell Del. We have Peggy and Leo Morgan, the owner of about 4,500 units spread out over about 26 properties. And they're discussing their rise in the real estate business. Started here about 2014. Peggy, as the pessimist she is, slowed their roll until Leo could get her motivated to go out and get started. And after they did, they took off, and it was like a shotgun fired off. Boom. Hell happened very quickly from that point on. 28 different deals over a short period of time. Very successful. So Peggy and Leo, we want to hear your secrets. When you first came out of the blocks, did you have a plan on how you were going to build your portfolio, or was it just hit and miss at the very beginning? And then how did that develop into where you are now?
Yeah, we really did have a plan. One thing is, when we joined, Lifestyles was in Texas. It wasn't national yet. So we decided that we were going to hit every market. So we were from Dallas. We visited Houston. We went down to Central Texas. And because of that, we got a lot of deals that came across our desk. So we met with our mentor, learned how to market ourselves to the leads, sent out just a bunch of emails asking them to put us on their distribution list. And because of that, I'd say the first year we had about 100 deals come across our desk. And we hit it hard. We hit it strong. At that point, we were looking more for the big fixer-uppers where we bought in lower, and then there would be a bigger spread from when we sold the property or refied to where we got a bigger equity gain. But also, in a lot of those deals, there was a yield component where there was some cash flow. So we started seeing some cash flow. So really, we became preferred investors in January of 2015. By March of 2015, we were in our first deal. By January of 2016, we had gotten our first distribution check. And at that point, we were in several deals. So what we did, we're careful. Me being the skeptic, we read all the documents of the deal. We take our time as much as we can. So we were very careful. But because the number of flow of deals available, we got into 10 deals the first year. But then a good thing, a bad thing, a good thing is we were in 10 deals. A bad thing is we were tapped. So people do get tapped out, which means that there's more deals for other people. So there's plenty of deals that come out through Lifestyles Unlimited. But then, so we had to kind of hit or just stay, calm for about the next year and a half. Don't get too frustrated because we didn't have the money to get into more deals. And then we started refining. And so we love refis because you get maybe all of your money back, maybe more. Sometimes you get less, but you get your money out. It's a non-taxable event, and then the cash frees up to get into more deals. And then a snowball effect starts occurring. So we did our first refi, one in 2017, one in 2018, same lead, different properties. And so we got 102, 103% back. And what I mean by that, we put 100,000 in. So on the first refi, we got 102,000 back. On the second deal, we got 103,000 back. So now we were able to start getting into more deals. So I can tell you, like, from the 10 to the 15, there were several refis. But then it starts becoming exponential because you start doing more refis, you sell. If you've got enough cash flow and you're comfortable reinvesting that, then before we knew it, we were up in the 20s and got up to 28. So that's how we did it.
Now, people need to understand, because some of these people listening out here are not members, they're thinking about this, but they don't realize what you're saying, is that when you said refi, you put $100,000 into a deal. The deal paid you a dividend, whatever that dividend was, 10%, 5%, 20%, whatever that particular property's dividend was. But in addition to that, somewhere down the line, a year later, whatever you said it was, they did a refinance because they had built a lot of equity in the property, and they pulled out another 100% return on your thing. And they've got to understand, you still have your $100,000 in the deal. You still own that deal. You were given $100,000 worth of profit out of that deal, and it was tax-free profit. So as you went from 15 to 20, you know, or from 10 to 15 by the refis, you still own those other 10. Now you took that money and bought five more. Then you made more money and you bought more and you got up to 26 or whatever, 28 total you did. They need to understand that money is coming in both in capital gains by refinancing, but it's tax-free because we're not taking the gain, and or through cash flow. Which brings us to the next point. The paragraph I read when we first got on air today was that, hey, you woke up one day in 2018 and realized that your cash flow from your passive investments was equal to your expenses. You want to go over that moment?
Wow. You know, I saw the quarterly distribution checks, and I thought, this seems pretty high. I'm just going to multiply it by four. So I annualized it because we get paid quarterly. So four times would be a year's worth of income. And we were so excited. We went out and celebrated that night. And really, that was our first goal in Lifestyle. So we had actually achieved our goal of financial independence.
Yeah, it's amazing to wake up one day and have that aha moment that you've just crossed that line. And I remember myself when I figured that out and said, you know what, hey, I don't have to work anymore. I make as much now over here as I do over here, so I got the choice. You guys had already retired, so it must have felt pretty good to be able to replace your income like that. Let's talk about when you did that. You said you started out looking for value plays, but as time went on, because I know the market, those deep, deep value plays started to go away. And you started to had to pick more of a yield play type of situation. Did you come to a point where you didn't like the mix of the deals anymore, or were you just changing your goals?
Well, we're okay with anything now. I mean, we're happy to have cash flow. We need cash flow. We're happy to get into something where we get a bigger equity gain. Sometimes the deals are a combination of both, where maybe there's some fix-up that needs to be done, they've been mismanaged. However, maybe some of the units have been rehabbed and they are cash flowing. So sometimes it's a combination of both in one deal. So really, we're flexible and we're okay with everything, but everybody's situation's different. Some people get in and they want to increase their equity, so they go into deals where they buy low, they sell high, and they their equity increases when they sell. Some people are strictly looking for cash flow, but we're okay with either one. We just analyze the deal. We look at, is employment high in that area? Are there, you know, is there ability to have a lot of people that rent in that area? And that's what we do. You know, if the deal makes sense, then we see if we can get in. We try to get into it.
So you put weight on the location. How much, in fact, just got a minute left here, 2 minutes left here. Real quick answer. How much weight do you put on the lead and how much weight do you put on the deal?
Leo, do you want to take that one?
Yeah, I'll tell you. So really, it's great that we always meet the lead investors in advance. So, you know, we develop a relationship with these people and see how we get along with them. See how their people skills are, what's their past record, how we get along. And so we also check with other passers about their past deals and see how that all worked out and see if they did what they said they were going to do. And after that, we go back in and look for, like I said, you know, we have different deals crossing our desk. And one of the things that always is a pretty important factor is having the employment and growth factors, location to where we like to be in, preferably in a city environment where there's more people, maybe more jobs. That isn't to say that we hadn't gotten in a few deals that are outside of the city because they were unusual circumstances. But that's you know, for the most part, what we're looking for, and we're looking for upside. The other thing is that when you're going along and you're looking at these deals, some of these deals just turned out to be where their yield plays, and they've turned into unbelievably profitable investments for the investors. The lead investors traded out, and we've gotten into two properties, and one half of that money is making 19% for us, and the other half is moved into. We bought one that was right next to where Oracle had moved in Austin, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is unbelievable. So,
all right, we're going to have to go to a break on that one, Leo. Leo, we're going to have to go to a break. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
You have to decide, am I willing to get in right now? Is the world over? Is the good world over? Is it going to crash?
Miss your chance to ask Dell a question during the show? You can connect with Dell off the air, too.
Go to DellOnTheRadio.com, click on the Twitter link, and ask your question. Hashtag AskDell.
I believe that a good teacher has the skill set to be able to bring people through multiple levels of learning that are completely different from one another.
Have a comment for Dell instead? Use hashtag TellDell.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
More unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Peggy and Leo Morgan here from Dallas, Texas. And this family's really a power passive investor couple. Purchased into 28 different deals. They currently own 26 apartment complexes, 4,500 units. And here in the last segment, I'm going to get down to the really deep stuff here, Peggy and Leo. I don't know who in your family handles the deep discussions, but I would like to ask you a personal question that you can answer any way you want. Don't feel like you have to, you know, say something I want to hear. But the bottom line is, I put this program together because of the people out there that are really... I'm trying to, what's the right word I can use on radio? I think that they basically are ripoff artists. And we're going to call those people syndicators. And syndicators are people who take people's money to put into deals. And they take a piece of the money up front before they start. They take a management fee to manage the thing. They take a construction fee to do the construction. And then they take another fee when they sell the thing and another fee when they refinance the thing. And the bottom line is they're also probably taking an asset management fee. In other words, they're taking an override percentage of the profit along with the management fee. So, I mean, by the time you get out of this, I saw one the other day. It was on the internet. Where a very famous guy who's in trouble right now, in fact, half of his had to let off quite a few of his employees, but he's a very famous syndicator, and he takes 35% upfront, then 1% initiation fee. In other words, right up front, he takes 1% off the top, then he takes 35% asset management fee, then he takes 5% manager management fee, management company fee, and then he takes 1% construction fee for any construction done and 1% sales fee when he sells it. To me, this is a total massive, massive ripoff. What he's basically saying is that he's so smart that he should take a premium off of your investment of somewhere close to, if you take the 35 and add the other 5, that's 40, 42%, 43%, he's going to take off of the deal. So the profit, whatever a real estate deal can profit, he's going to take 43% of it up front and expect that your remaining return is still high enough to keep you happy. How do you see this kind of stuff compared to the white paper and what people are required to do at Lifestyles? Can you give me an idea? Either one of you want to pick that ball up.
Well, Dale, one thing is, to me, it's kind of scary where somebody takes some of your money up front and they haven't performed anything yet. That's very scary to me. And Lifestyles does have a white paper, and the white paper gives leads guidance. It has rules in it that if they don't follow, they're kicked out. It has suggestions. It also protects the passives. And so our leads, when they're a first-time lead, they can only take up to a 5% override on the deal. But that's on the net income. If the passives make money, the leads make money. And really, that lead, they're really listening to their mentors, their focus, but it is their first deal. So we're really paying them to learn this business. And then they there is a management fee, typically 2% asset management fee, 3% management fee, which would be paid to the lead, or if they had a property management firm, they would work out within that 5% management fee, you know, who got what of that, which part of that. We don't have construction fees. I mean, that's it. It's just those particular ways of paying the lead. And then second-time leads allowed to take a 10% override, and then a third-time lead up to 20% override. And that, again, is all on the net income. But some of the leads that are very experienced, been around a long time, they only take 15%. So anyway, we are thrilled that there's some guidance and rules, and it helps protect the passive. And it really helps the lead because they know what is expected of them.
You know, the other thing I'm just going to mention is that people need to realize that these deals there's a risk side and a return side. And one of the things is we put the money up there, and you know, these lead investors that are, you know, done leadership jobs on these investments are people that make, you know, you make 20%. They can make a tremendous, you can make a really get rich. And so basically, a lot of times I don't trust people, but with a white paper, it gives guidance to the lead investors, and it gives some protection to the passive investors. And it normalizes what should be. A lot of times you see in the world of stock market stuff, you see these mutual funds, and you know, and I'm like, God, by the time you get out, you know, they're taking a fee here, a fee there, you know, it's all hidden into this small print and stuff. Here you end up getting a Securities Exchange Commission PPM memorandum, and if you read that and read it closely and analyze it, then you end up finding out, you know, what are these people, are they abiding by this white paper, which is suggested practices and rules, and with the rules, if they don't abide by it, then what happens is they can get kicked out. So everybody understands what is going on, unless it's otherwise explained in the PPM. But that just gives me a lot of assurance, and that's another aha moment that I thought, God, this is great. You know, it's a wonderful thing.
So as you go into this, one thing that you said earlier, Peggy, I really, really liked, was you said you read the PPMs. Our experience here is that no matter how many times we put out meetings and classes, and I get on the bully pulpit and scream and yell and pound my fist, people aren't reading those PPMs, and in which case they're not thinking about investing the way they should be, which is completely safe. So I'm very glad that you said that you read them all, and I'm glad that that's something that you are perpetuating by talking to other people and having them do that. Last thing, as we get out of here, where are you guys going from here? What's the future? You've only got 30 seconds to give me that answer.
Get into more deals.
For me is optimistic, yeah. And it's a great thing we're in with lifestyles, because we're getting guidance on what to do. It's so easy to make the wrong mistakes right now. And with our mentors and with our operations people, it's so good to make, you know, to know what's going on in the world of these apartments. And I'm optimistic, and I think the future looks really bright for us. And this is a great situation to be in. And I'm just so happy that we joined Lifestyles. It is worth a lot more than what we paid for it. I can tell you that. Peggy.
Well, guys, thanks for being on. I really appreciate it. The rest of you out there, remember this. Peggy, Leo, me, and everyone else. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
The place to turn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.